Nepal's great need.
Nepal ko mahan avashyakta.
Men that know God.
Manchile parmeshwar lai janna jaruri cha.
And have a close personal relationship with God.
Parmeshwar sanga chai najik ta ghanishta sambandha rakhna jaruri cha.
Not just to fill out a workbook.
Yo kitab lai chai bharne matra haina.
But to live in the presence of God.
Tara parmeshwar ko upasthit ma rahera jiunu ho.
And to pray like Moses prayed.
अनि जसरी मोसाले प्रार्थना गर्दथे त्यस्तै प्रकारले
प्रार्थना Lord show me your glory.
परमेश्वर तपाईको महिमा मलाई देखाउनुहोस्.
God's glory is revealed in his son.
परमेश्वरको महिमा चाहिँ उहाँको पुत्रमा चाहिँ प्रकट गरिएको छ.
God's glory is revealed in his works.
परमेश्वरको महिमा चाहिँ उहाँको काममा पनि प्रकट गरिएको छ.
And what are the great works of God?
परमेश्वरको महान कामहरु के हुन् त?
Creation.
उहाँको चाहिँ उत्पत्ति सृष्टि
Redemption,
छुटकारा काम
Providence,
उहाँको सार्वभौम सार्वभौम सबै कुराहरू दिनुभएको छ उहाँले
And glorification,
उहाँको महिमाको काम
These are the great works of God.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको महान कार्यहरू हुन्.
And if you're going to grow in a relationship with God,
यदि चाहिँ तपाई परमेश्वरको सम्बन्धमा चाहिँ बढिरहन चाहनुहुन्छ भने,
you must study the works of God.
परमेश्वरको कामको विषयमा तपाईले अध्ययन गर्न जरुरी छ.
The children of Israel were constantly remembering two things.
अनि चाहिँ इजरायली जातिहरूले चाहिँ निरन्तर रूपमा दुईवटा कुराको विषयमा चाहिँ याद गरिरहेको थियो.
If you read the book of Psalms, you see these two things mentioned again and again.
तपाईले जब भजन संग्रहको पुस्तकलाई पढ्नुहुन्छ भने चाहिँ त्यो दुईवटा कुरा चाहिँ बारम्बार बारम्बार दोहोराइएको छ.
What were those two things?
यो दुईवटा कुराहरू के हुन् त?
Creation,
सृष्टि
and redemption.
अनि छुटकाराको काम.
God created them.
परमेश्वरले सृष्टि गर्नुभयो.
And God redeemed them from Egypt.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ मिस्र देशबाट उनीहरूलाई छुटकारा गराइकन ल्याउनु भयो.
They were constantly thinking upon God's great acts.
अनि चाहिँ तिनीहरूले निरन्तर रूपमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले गर्नुभएको यो महान कार्यलाई चाहिँ स्मरण गरिरहेको थियो.
So look in Psalm 103.
अनि चाहिँ हामी हेरौं भजन संग्रह 1 अध्याय
If we are going to truly study the attributes of God,
यदि चाहिँ हामी साँचो प्रकारले चाहिँ परमेश्वर गुणहरूको बारेमा अध्ययन गर्छौं भने,
we must study the words of God.
हामी परमेश्वरको वचनलाई चाहिँ अध्ययन गर्न जरुरी छ.
And we must study the acts of God.
अनि परमेश्वरको कार्यलाई पनि अध्ययन गर्न जरुरी छ.
And we cannot forget his benefits.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको चाहिँ जुन दिएको चाहिँ बेनिफिट हामीले चाहिँ भुल्नु हुँदैन.
Look at verse 1.
आउनुस् एक 103 भन संग्रह 103 जीरो एक पदमा
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
हे मेरो प्राण परमप्रभुको प्रशंसा गर. हे मेरो सारा अन्तस्करण उहाँको पवित्र नामको स्तुति गर.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits.
हे मेरो प्राण परमप्रभुको प्रशंसा गर र उहाँको सबै उपकारहरू नबिर्सी.
Verse 3. He pardons all your iniquities.
जसले तेरा सबै पापहरू क्षमा गर्नुहुन्छ.
He heals all your diseases.
तेरा सबै रोगहरू निको पार्नुहुन्छ.
He redeems your life from the pit.
जसले तेरा जीवनलाई मृत्युलोकबाट मुक्त गर्नुहुन्छ.
And he crowns you with loving kindness and compassion.
तलाई करुणा र कृपाको मुकुट गाइदिनुहुन्छ.
Verse 6. The Lord performs righteous deeds.
परमप्रभुले धार्मिकता र न्यायको काम गर्नुहुन्छ.
Verse 7. He made his way known to Moses.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले मोसालाई आफ्नो मार्ग र इजरायललाई आफ्नो काम
You want to know God?
यदि चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई तपाईले जान्न चाहनुहुन्छ
भने You must listen to the words of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनलाई सुन्न जरुरी छ.
And you must meditate upon the acts of God.
अनि परमेश्वरको कार्यमा चाहिँ तपाईहरुले दिनहुँ त्यसलाई चाहिँ मनन गर्न जरुरी छ.
Look at Psalm 145.
भजन संग्रह 145 लाई हेरौं.
145.
भजन संग्रह 145
The psalmist is praising God for his goodness.
या भजन संग्रहले चाहिँ आफ्नो परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ महिमा दिइरहेको छ जुन परमेश्वरले गर्नु भएको उसको जीवनमा असल कार्य.
Verse 3. तीनमा Great is the Lord and highly to be praised.
प्रभु महान हुनुहुन्छ र प्रशंसाको अति योग्य.
His greatness is unsearchable.
उहाँको महानता आगम छ.
One generation will praise your work to another and declare your mighty acts.
एक पुस्ताले अर्को पुस्तालाई तपाईको कार्य प्रशंसा गर्नेछ तिनीहरूले
There are two things we should think about. Look at verse 5. Two things we should meditate upon. What's the first thing? On the glorious splendor of your majesty. That is God's person, God's glory. What's the second thing? Look at the verse. On your wonderful works. Who God is and what God has done. Now again and again we should remember these things. Because God reveals who He is by what He says and what He does. And God has many different characteristics. Some He has only Himself. Man cannot share in them. Only God has them. Let me mention what some of them are. God is infinite. God is eternal. God is immutable. He is unchangeable. Let's look at several verses. Psalm 102. We're talking about God is unchangeable. Look at verse 25. Of old you have made the earth and the heavens at the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. And all men will wear them out like old clothing. Verse 27. But you are the same and your years will not come to an end. God is the same. He never changes. What he was a million years ago, that is what he is today. What he is today is what he will be throughout all eternity. Now this is a great comfort. We change constantly.
Pardon me?
We change continually. The world is changing. Our body is growing older. But God doesn't change. His person does not change. His promises do not change. His covenant does not change. And He will keep us and preserve us. Look in the last book of the Old Testament. And what is that book? Malachi. And chapter 3. Verse
6.
God is unchangeable.
परमेश्वर अपरिवर्तित परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ
verse 6 For I, the Lord, do not change. And what is the result? Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. God's person does not change. God's purposes do not change. And God's promises do not change. And what He has said, He will do.
And
that gives us confidence in our life. He says, you sons of Jacob, you change all the time. But he said, I never change. And you are not consumed. Look in the book of James. In the New Testament. God is unchangeable. James chapter 1. And verse 17. Every good gift and perfect gift comes down from above. From the Father of light. With whom there is no variation or shifting shadow or change. God doesn't change. This world changes. We change. We grow old. We die. A new generation comes. They die. Generation after generation has come. God never changes. That brings us confidence.
Now,
we don't have this attribute. This is an attribute of God. He is without limits. He is eternal. He is in every place. He is unchangeable. And that is our only hope. This world is changing constantly. Revelation chapter 1. Who was, who is, who is to come. Hebrews chapter
1.
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Chapter
13.
God doesn't change. His purpose doesn't change. If you have no faith, He is faithful. You may fail, but God doesn't fail. He is unchangeable. Or let me ask you a question. In the book of Exodus, it says God changed His mind. Does God change? God said, I will destroy these people. Moses prayed for them. God changed His mind. Is God changeable or unchangeable? How do you answer that question? I want you to think about that and see if you can come up with a biblical answer. God is infinite. God is eternal. God is in every place. God is unchangeable. God is also immortal. Immortal. He has life in himself. He has always had life and he always will have life. Now man has not always had life. Now let me ask you a question. Now that man is born into this world, now man has a soul, is that soul mortal or immortal?
नाशवान आत्मा हुन्छ या चाहिँ जीवित आत्मा हुन्छ सधैँभरि जीवित रहिरहने आत्मा
Man has not always had life.
मान्छेको चाहिँ सधैँभरि जीवन रहन सक्दैन.
There was a time when man did not exist.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो समय का मान्छे चाहिँ पहिला थिएन.
There was a time when you did not exist.
तपाई पनि हुनुहुन्थेन पहिला सुरुमा.
God created Adam from the dirt of the earth.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आदमलाई चाहिँ त्यो माटोबाट भूमिबाट बनाउनु भयो.
And he breathed into him the breath of life.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरले जीवनको सास उसमा फुकिदिनु भयो.
Man became a living soul.
अनि चाहिँ मान्छे चाहिँ जीवित
And man has two main parts. He has an inward part and an outward part. He has a physical body. And he has an immaterial part of his existence. Sometimes the Bible calls it a soul or a spirit. Sometimes a man says man has a heart.
अनि चाहिँ कहिले चाहिँ यसरी बताउँछ कि मान्छेको चाहिँ हृदय छ.
He has a mind.
उसको चाहिँ दिमाग छ.
He has a will.
उसको इच्छा छ.
He has a conscience.
उसको विवेक छ.
This is all part of his immaterial part.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो भित्रीको भाग हो जो चाहिँ हामीमा छ.
Are you immortal?
के चाहिँ तपाईँ कहिले नाश नहुने तपाईँमा छ त कहिले नाश नहुने
आफ्टर म्यान इज बोर्न
जब त मान्छे जन्मिए
इज हि इमोर्टल
के चाहिँ ऊ कहिले नाश हुन सक्दैन र
विल हि लिभ फर एभर
के चाहिँ ऊ सधैँभरि जिउन सक्छ त So he is saying that the body will die, but the soul will remain because the soul was given from the Father.
Is man's soul immortal?
किसी मानसिक को यो आत्मा से कोई लेना सो देना था? सदा जीवित भाई रहन्छ त्यो आत्मा.
Now God is truly immortal.
साँच्चै नै परमेश्वर सत्य रूपमा चाहिँ उहाँ कहिल्यै नाश नहुने हुनुहुन्छ.
He has life in himself.
उहाँमा आफैमा जीवन छ.
This is what Jesus said.
अनि यसै नै येशूले भन्नुभएको छ.
And he has always had life.
अनि उहाँमा चाहिँ सधैँ जीवन छ.
His life never began.
उहाँको जीवन कहिल्यै सुरु नै भएन.
And his life will never end.
अनि उहाँको जीवन कहिल्यै नै अब अन्त्य हुन्छ.
But man has a beginning.
तर मान्छेको त सुरुवात छ.
But once a man is born,
जब चाहिँ मान्छे जन्मन्छ,
will his soul live forever?
के चाहिँ उसको आत्मा चाहिँ सधैँभरि रहिरहन्छ त
Think about that.
सोच्नुहोस् अब यसलाई
And search the scriptures.
वचनबाट नै खोज्नुहोस् अब त्यसलाई
Now most some people teach this.
धेरै मान्छेले यसरी सिकाउँदछन्
Man's soul one day will be annihilated. It will be destroyed.
अनि यसरी भन्दछन् मान्छेको आत्मा एक दिन चाहिँ नाश हुन्छ
After he suffered in hell for many years, then God will destroy his soul.
अनि चाहिँ जुन नरक कुण्डमा चाहिँ उलाई चाहिँ अलग गराइन्छ त्यसपछि धेरै वर्षपछि चाहिँ उसको आत्मालाई चाहिँ मारिन्छ
That true? What does the book of Revelation say? He will cast them body and soul into the lake of fire. And the smoke of their torment will go up forever and forever and forever. Matthew chapter 25. The great white throne judgment. Separate the goats from the sheep. And he will say to the goats, depart from me into the everlasting fire.
And
he will say to the sheep, enter into the joy of your Lord, enter into everlasting life. Now man does not have absolute immortality. Look in 1 Timothy and chapter
6
and verse 15. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords.
राजाहरुका महाराजा प्रभुहरुका महाप्रभुले उचित
Verse 16. He alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light.
उहाँमा नै अमरत्व छ र उहाँ त्यस ज्योतिमा बास गर्नुहुन्छ.
Whom no man has seen or can see.
उहाँलाई कुनै मानिसले कहिले देखेको छैन न देख्न सक्छ.
God alone has absolute immortality. That means he has life in himself. Man's life came from outside of himself. But God has life in himself. And he is absolutely immortal. Look at verse 16. What else does this tell us about God? He is invisible. Who no man has seen or can see. Let me ask you a question. No man has seen or can see. But Jesus said this. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the pure in heart. Why? But they shall see God. Look in the Gospel of John. John chapter 1. Verse 18.
योना का पुस्तक एक अध्याय 18 पद
John chapter 1
योना का पुस्तक एक अध्याय
verse 18
18 पद
No one has seen God at any time
परमेश्वरलाई कसैले कहिल्यै देखेको छैन.
But the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
पिताको साथमा हुनुहुने एकमात्र पुत्रले उहाँलाई प्रकट गर्नुभएको छ.
No man has seen God at any time.
कुनै समय पनि कुनै मान्छेले परमेश्वरलाई देखेको छैन.
But what did Stephen see?
तर स्टीफनले के देख्यो त?
He saw two things.
उसले दुईटा कुरा देख्यो.
He saw the glory of God.
उसले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको महिमालाई देख्यो.
And he saw Jesus at the right hand of the Father.
येशु ख्रीष्ट परमेश्वर पिताको दाहिने हातपट्टि बसिरहनु भएको देख्यो.
When we get to heaven,
जब चाहिँ हामी स्वर्गमा जान्छौ,
will we see God the Father?
हामीले चाहिँ परमेश्वर पितालाई देख्ने छौ.
Yes? No. No. He says yes.
Anybody? No.
No.
No. Yes. No, yes, no, yes.
God does not have a body. God is an eternal spirit. God dwells in a high and a holy place. No man has seen God at any time. Who did Adam see in the garden? Who did Abraham see standing before him? Who did Moses see the back of? Moses. No man has seen God at any time. The next time I come, I want you to answer that question. God, I want you to think. I want you to study. I want you to expand your mind. I want you to lift up your thoughts. I want you to think about the attributes of God. What is the answer to these questions? You must understand the Trinity. You must understand the relationship within the Trinity. But you should lift up your mind to think about God. He is infinite. He is without limitation. He is eternal. He is unchangeable. He is immortal. Listen carefully. He is immense. That means he's big. Look in 1 Kings. We're talking about the attributes of God. 1 Kings and chapter
8.
We saw this verse before. Verse 27. Will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heavens cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built? Now God is in every place at all times in the fullness of His person. On the top of Mount
Everest.
God is there. In the fullness of His person. In this room. God is here. In the fullness of His person. In the bottom of the ocean. Right now. God is there. In the fullness of His person. Beyond the furthest star.
And
the black darkness of the universe. God is there. Every place. At the same time. In the fullness of His person. Can you understand that?
Bujhnuhuncha?
David said, such thoughts are too high for me.
अनि डेभिडले यस्तो दाउदले भन्दछ त्यस्तो सबै विचारहरू मेरो लागि कति गाह्रो कति सोच्नै नसकिने कुरा हो
भनेर. I cannot understand it.
मैले बुझ्नै सक्दिनँ यो तपाईँको वैभवलाई.
But God is a great and a high and an immense God.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ एकदम महान अनि उच्च हुनुहुन्छ. उहाँ एकदम त्यसको चाहिँ वर्णन गर्न नसकिने ठुलो एकदम है उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ.
Look in the book of Acts. And chapter 17. Paul is talking about God. Alright, I want to read through this and I want to ask you about these attributes and you tell me which one is peculiar to God only and which one he can also share with man.
अनि चाहिँ यहाँ तपाईहरुले चाहिँ यस पाठलाई उस पढ्नुहोस् अनि तपाईहरुले प्रेरितको पुस्तक 17 अध्याय
verse 24 Acts 17
17 अध्यायको 24 पदमा
verse 24 God made the world and all things in it.
परमेश्वरले जसले संसार र त्यसमा भएका सबै यावत थोक बनाउनु भयो.
What attribute does that tell us about God?
अनि परमेश्वरको गुणको विषयमा कस्तो गुणको विषयमा चाहिँ यो वचनले बताउँदछ त? सत्रको चौबिस पद.
What does Romans 1 tell us?
रोमीको एकले के बता एकको दसले के बताउँछ हामीलाई?
From the creation of the world.
संसारको उत्पत्ति हुनुभन्दा पहिला
He is divine power.
उहाँको त्यो ईश्वरत्व शक्ति
is divine attributes.
उहाँको ईश्वरत्व गुण
is invisible nature.
उहाँको अदृश्य रूपमा देखिन अदृश्य रूपमा हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
Has been clearly seen through what he has made.
अनि चाहिँ जुन कुराहरू चाहिँ स्पष्ट रूपमा हामीलाई देखाइएको छ.
God has absolute power.
परमेश्वरको पूर्ण त्यो निश्चित शक्ति छ.
Is that a communicable or incommunicable attribute?
के चाहिँ त्यो दिन सकिने बाँड्न सकिने गुण हो या कि दिन नसकिने बाँड्न सकिने गुण हो? त्यसलाई चाहिँ बाँड्न सकिने या नबाँड्न सकिने त्यसै परमेश्वरमै रहन सक्ने मात्र गुण हो कि या अरूलाई अरू कहाँ पनि यो प्रकट हुने गुण हो.
Verse 24.
चौबिस पदमा
He is Lord of heaven and earth.
उहाँ स्वर्ग र पृथ्वीको प्रभु हुनुहुन्छ.
What is that talking about?
यहाँ के भन्न खोज्नु भएको त यो?
The sovereignty of God.
परमेश्वरको सार्वभौमताको विषयमा.
He is over all things.
उहाँ चाहिँ सबै कुराहरूको चाहिँ उहाँ चाहिँ राजा हुन्छ सबै कुराहरू.
He is in the highest position.
उहाँमा त्यो उच्च ठाउँमा उहाँ
हुनुहुन्छ. And he has absolute authority.
अनि उहाँको पूरा निश्चित अधिकारहरू उहाँमा छ.
And he has total control.
अनि सबै कुराहरूको चाहिँ नियन्त्रण उहाँको हातमा छ.
Verse 24. He does not dwell in temples made with hands.
मान्छेले बनाएको हातमा उहाँ बास गर्नुहुन्न.
What does that teach us?
यो भन्न खोजेको के हो त?
God is invisible.
परमेश्वर अदृश्य हुनुहुन्छ.
God is omnipresent.
उहाँ चाहिँ सबै ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ.
God is infinite.
उहाँ चाहिँ कुनै निश्चितमा हुनुहुन्न. उहाँ चाहिँ जताततै हुनुहुन्छ.
Verse 25.
पच्चिस पद.
He is not served by human hands as though he needed anything.
उहाँ सबै थोकको उहाँको कुरै थोकबाट खाँचो परे जस्तो मान्छेको हातबाट उहाँको सेवा गर्नुपर्छ भनी नसोच्नुहोस्.
What does that teach us?
यो कुराले के बताउँछ हामीलाई?
The self-sufficiency of God.
किनभने उहाँले नै सबैलाई जीवित सारा सबै चिज दिनुहुन्छ.
God doesn't need man.
परमेश्वरलाई मान्छेको खाँचो छैन.
He is not dependent upon man.
मान्छेमा निर्भर उहाँ हुनुहुन्न.
He is totally sufficient in himself.
आफैमा पूरा रूपमा चाहिँ निर्भर हुनुहुन्छ. आफैमा उहाँ पूरा पर्याप्त हुनुहुन्छ.
He doesn't need man's help.
मान्छेको खाँचो उहाँलाई जरुरत छैन.
He doesn't need man's love.
मान्छेको प्रेममा नि उहाँलाई चाहिँ खाँचो छैन.
He is totally sufficient in himself.
सबै कुरामा उहाँ भरिपूर्ण हुनुहुन्छ. उहाँलाई केही कुरा केही खाँचो छैन.
Notice what it says.
यहाँ याद गर्नुहोस्.
He himself gives life to all people and breath and all things.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले आफैले नै चाहिँ सबै मान्छेलाई चाहिँ त्यो जीवन र ज्योति
He is the source of all life. He gives life to all men. He opens his hand. He satisfies everyone. He closes his hand. And man dies. God is sovereign over all mankind. Verse 27. What does that teach us about God? Look at verse 27. Especially the last clause. What does that teach us about God? God is near. Listen carefully. The Bible says God is transcendent. That means He is high above all things. But the Bible says God is imminent, or God is very near to all things. How can God be far away from all things and very near to all things at the same time? This is a great mystery. Look in the book of Isaiah. Where is that verse? Yes, chapter 6 is one chapter. Let's look at chapter 6. Very familiar passage. Verse 1. What does that teach us about God? He is sovereign. He is on a throne. He is high and exalted. He is above all things. What does verse 3 tell us about God? He is holy in His person. And He is in every place at one time with all of His glory. This is the testimony of God's attributes. Look in chapter 6. I am the high and exalted one that inhabits eternity. His name is holy. Where is that verse? I am the high and exalted one. I live in eternity. My name is holy. Where is that verse? Where is it? I give you 60 seconds to find that verse. I believe it's in the book of Isaiah. We're talking about the transcendence of God. He is above all things. Can you find that verse? Thus says the high and the lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
जसको नाम चाहिँ पवित्र छ, जो चाहिँ अनन्त अनन्तबाट पहिले नै छ, अनि उहाँ चाहिँ अति उच्चमा विराजमान छ.
I dwell in a high and a holy place. 57:15. Look at the verse.
हेर्नुहोस् यो पदलाई.
Thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever and whose name is holy.
किनकि सदा सर्वदाका जीवित हुनुहुने उच्च र श्रेष्ठ जसको नाउँ पवित्र हो.
What does that tell us about God?
यसले यो वचनले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको बारेमा के बताउँदछ?
He is above all things.
उहाँ चाहिँ सबै कुराहरू भन्दा सबै कुरामा उच्च हुनुहुन्छ.
He is immortal.
उहाँ चाहिँ अविनाशी हुनुहुन्छ.
He is eternal.
उहाँ अनन्तको हुनुहुन्छ.
He is holy.
उहाँ चाहिँ पवित्र हुनुहुन्छ.
And he dwells in a high and a holy place.
उहाँ चाहिँ अति उच्च उच्च पवित्र ठाउँमा चाहिँ बास गर्नुहुन्छ.
But look at the rest of verse 15.
अनि चाहिँ अर्को खण्डलाई
हेर्नुहोस्. I also dwell with the contrite and lowly of heart.
विनम्रको आत्मा जागृत गराउन र
To revive the spirit of the lowly, to revive the heart of the contrite.
विनम्रको आत्मा जागृत गराउन र पश्चाताप्पी हृदय जागृत गराउन.
What does this verse teach us?
यो पदले के हामीलाई
बताउँछ? God is far away.
परमेश्वर अति टाढा हुनुहुन्छ.
And God is very near.
परमेश्वर फेरि नजिक पनि हुनुहुन्छ.
At the same time.
एउटै समयमा.
He says I dwell in a separate and a high and a holy place.
अनि म चाहिँ एउटा उच्च अनि एकदम पवित्र स्थानमा चाहिँ म बास गर्दछु.
What does it mean when we say God is holy?
जब हामी परमेश्वर पवित्र हुनुहुन्छ भन्न हामी सुन्छौ भने
The word holy means to be separate.
पवित्र भन्नुको अर्थ चाहिँ त्योबाट अलग्याउनु.
To be different.
ती कुराहरू भन्दा बेग्लै
हुनु. To be completely different from anything else.
अरू कुराहरू भन्दा पूर्ण रूपमा नै चाहिँ भिन्नै हो.
Said I dwell in a high and a holy place.
म चाहिँ उच्च अनि उच्च दर्जामा चाहिँ म बसिरहेको छु.
Isaiah said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty."
यहाँ चाहिँ यसैले भन्छ पवित्र 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 जो परमधन्य परमेश्वर.
What does he mean? What does he mean?
यो भन्न खोजेको के हो त आइज़ाया?
God is different.
परमेश्वर भिन्नै हुनुहुन्छ भनेर भन्छ.
God is separate.
परमेश्वर चाहिँ अलगिएको छ.
God is totally unlike we are.
अनि परमेश्वर हामी जस्तो हुनुहुन्न, उहाँ भिन्नै हुनुहुन्छ.
He is far and he is near.
उहाँ चाहिँ ती टाढा हुनुहुन्छ र ती नजिक पनि हुनुहुन्छ.
Look again at Psalm 139.
हामी भजन संग्रह चाहिँ 139 अध्यायलाई फेरि हेरौँ.
We're talking about the attributes of God.
हामीले परमेश्वरको गुण विशेषताको बारेमा गुणको विषयमा चर्चा गर्दैछौँ.
First of all, his incommunicable or unshared attributes.
अनि पहिलो चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ बाँड्न नसकिने गुणको विषयमा चर्चा गर्दैछौँ.
He is infinite without limit.
उहाँमा कुनै चाहिँ लिमिट छैन.
He is eternal.
उहाँ अनन्तको हुनुहुन्छ.
He never had a beginning or an end.
उहाँको न त सुरु छ न अन्त्य छ.
He is immortal.
उहाँ चाहिँ कहिले नाश
हुन्न. He has life from within himself.
पहिलेदेखि नै उहाँ आफैमा जीवन छ.
He is immutable. He is unchangeable.
उहाँ कहिले बन्दैन न कहिले परिवर्तन हुँदै हुन सक्नुहुन्न.
He is transcendent. He is high above and away from us.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँ हामीबाट चाहिँ एकदम उच्च उच्च दर्जामा आम ठाउँमा उहाँ बस्नु भएको
छ. But he's also imminent. He is near and he is close to us.
अनि त्यो त्यति मात्र होइन, उहाँ चाहिँ हाम्रो नजिक हुनुहुन्छ, उहाँ हाम्रो साथमा हुनुहुन्छ.
Psalm 139
संग्रह
7-12
सातदेखि बाह्र पद
tells us that God is in every place.
परमेश्वर हरेक ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ.
Look at verse 1-6
हामी चाहिँ एकदेखि लिएर छ पदसम्म हेरौँ फेरि.
What does this tell us about God?
यहाँ यो वचनमा परमेश्वरको बारेमा
verses 1-6
एकदेखि लिएर छ पदसम्म.
What does this tell us about God?
यहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको बारेमा यो पदले के बताउँदछ त?
He's omniscient. He knows all things. Nothing is hidden from his sight. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. The Lord searches the heart and the mind. Verse 1. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path, my lying down. You are intimately aware of all my ways. Verse 4. You know my words. Even before I speak. Verse 5. You are all around me. And what is David's response? Verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high, I cannot attain to it. Now listen carefully. God knows your words. Before you speak those words, He knows what you're going to say. God knows your thoughts. You can sit here and I can look at you and I don't know your thoughts. But God knows your thoughts. Now God knows your thoughts before you even think of them. God knows the thoughts that you could have thought but will never think. He has perfect knowledge. He knows all things. The far on the back of the furthest star in the universe, God sees and God knows. The smallest little insect or bug that is crawling on the ground, God knows. He knows what man is thinking. He knows what man is doing. He knows what man is about to think. He knows what man is about to do. He knows all things. Now let me ask you a question. Is Satan omniscient? How do you know? Does Satan know what you're thinking right now? Then he's omniscient. Does Satan know what a man is thinking in his mind? Listen carefully. These attributes are not shared. The angels are created beings. Their knowledge is limited. Satan is a created being.
Satan chai srishti garieko thoko.
Does he know what you're thinking right now?
Ke ulai thaha ta Satan lai tapai le ke aile sochdai hununcha?
I'm thinking something right now. Can Satan read my mind?
Mero dimag lai padna sakcha Satan le?
then he shares omniscience with God. Now you need to think about this. You need
he can understand a little, not everything.
Satan's knowledge is limited.
Satanko gyan chai simit cha.
He does not know all things.
Sabai kura le jandaina.
He is not omniscient.
U chai sarvagyani chaina.
Now, he has studied humanity for many years. And he knows man's sinful heart. And he knows if he puts a temptation in front of man, what man will usually do. He looks at a man's life. He sees his habits. He sees his choices. He sees his desires. And he knows the best temptation to set before that man. So by many years of observation, he knows how men will act. But listen carefully. He's not omniscient. He's what?
King of earth.
If you are a Christian, you're a child of God. You're not a child of the devil. You're not in the kingdom of darkness. You're in the kingdom of light. You're not in the kingdom of Satan. You're in the kingdom of God's beloved Son. You've been delivered from the bondage of the devil. You've been freed into the glorious freedom of the sons of God. Satan is no longer Lord or King in our life. He has a limited sovereignty. He has a limited knowledge. He has a limited power. But he has many years of observation and experience. Only God knows all things.
तर केवल परमेश्वरले सबै कुराहरू जान्नुहुन्छ.
He is omniscient.
उहाँ चाहिँ सर्वज्ञानी हुनुहुन्छ.
So Satan does not know what you're thinking.
शैतानलाई थाहा छैन तपाईले के सोच्दै हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा.
But he knows how you will act if you have certain temptations.
तर त्यसलाई थाहा छ कि तपाईहरुले के गर्नुहुन्छ अनि त्यो चाहिँ परीक्षा उले चाहिँ यो परीक्षा ल्यायो भने चाहिँ इनु खस्छ भन्ने त्यो शैतानलाई थाहा छ.
So let's not give an attribute of God to the devil. Because this is shared by no one. Now, where is a verse in the New Testament that tells us angels don't know everything?
कहाँ चाहिँ नयाँ नियममा चाहिँ यस्तो पद लेखिएको छ जहाँ चाहिँ स्वर्गदूतले सबै कुराहरू जान्दैन.
Hebrews.
हिब्रूको पुस्तक.
What chapter?
कुन अध्याय?
Chapter 1. We're talking about God's omniscience.
हामी चाहिँ परमेश्वरको परमेश्वर सर्वज्ञानी हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा हेर्दैछौँ.
Does this teach anything about angels' knowledge in Hebrews chapter 1?
हिब्रूको एक अध्यायमा चाहिँ शैतानको शैतानले चाहिँ शैतान के ज्ञान छ भन्ने कुरा बताउँछ.
Verse 7. 7 padma talks about angels.
Yaha swargadut ko bishayama bataudacha.
Verse 4:13.
13 padma pani
swargadut. And verse 14.
14 padma pani.
He talks about angels.
Yaha swargadut ko bishayama.
But that says nothing about angels' knowledge.
Tara chai angel ko chai swargadut ko chai dimag ko bishayama chai kehi lekheko chaina.
Where is another verse?
Arko pad kaha hola ta?
That teaches and tells us about angels' knowledge. We must be clear about God's omniscience.
तपाईहरु चाहिँ परमेश्वरको परमेश्वर सर्वज्ञानी हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा विषयमा चाहिँ स्पष्ट हुन जरुरी छ.
Can you find a verse that talks about angels' knowledge?
तपाईले पाउनु भयो जहाँ त्यो पद जसले चाहिँ स्वर्गदूतको ज्ञानको विषयमा कुरा गरिरहेको छ बताएको छ त्यस्तो पद.
Well, write that down, and the next time I'm here, I want you to find it for me.
तपाईले लेख्नुस् यो उसलाई यो प्रश्नलाई र अर्को चाहिँ आउँछ त तपाईले त्यस यहाँ छ है भनेर त्यो त्यसको विषयमा यहाँ छ है भनेर चाहिँ तपाईले उत्तर बताउनु पर्छ.
We're talking about the attributes of God.
हामीले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको विशेषता अर्थात गुणको विषयमा चर्चा गर्दैछौं.
And we're talking about those attributes that God himself shares.
अनि चाहिँ केवल उहाँमा मात्र नै चाहिँ उहाँको त्यो गुणहरू चाहिँ शेयर गरिन्छ.
You must understand your great God.
तपाईले चाहिँ त्यो महान आफ्नो परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ बुझ्न जरुरी छ, जान्न जरुरी छ.
He is all powerful.
उहाँ शक्तिशाली हुनुहुन्छ.
He is all knowing.
उहाँ चाहिँ सबै कुरा जान्नुहुन्छ.
He is in every place.
हरेक ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ.
He is unchanging.
उहाँ कहिल्यै अपरिवर्तनीय
हुनुहुन्न. He is far away.
उहाँ चाहिँ टाढा हुनुहुन्छ.
He is near.
उहाँ नजिक पनि
हुनुहुन्छ. He is eternal.
उहाँ अनन्त हुनुहुन्छ.
He is without limitation.
उहाँमा कुनै चाहिँ सीमा छैन.
He has life in himself.
उहाँमा आफैमा जीवन छ.
He is holy other than we are.
हामी भन्दा अनि हरेक कुरा अरु कुराहरु भन्दा उहाँ पवित्र हुनुहुन्छ.
Any questions?
के प्रश्न छ?
The problem with most preachers.
धेरै प्रचारकहरुको समस्या.
They spend too much time with their nose in the dirt.
धेरै प्रचारकहरुले आफ्नो नाकले चाहिँ गन्दगीमा खाली समय बिताइरहेको हुन्छ.
You need to fly with the eagles.
तपाई चाहिँ चिल जस्तै माथि माथि उड्न जरुरी छ.
You need to think about the person of God.
परमेश्वरको व्यक्तित्वको बारेमा चाहिँ तपाईले सोच्न जरुरी छ.
Now let me ask you a few questions.
म तपाईलाई केही प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
I want you to tell me one practical application for our life for each one of these attributes.
यी सबै गुणहरुको विषयमा गुण अनुसार हाम्रो चाहिँ व्यवहारिक है व्यवहारिक जीवनबाट चाहिँ व्यवहारिक कार्य त्यो हामीले बताउनु पर्छ जुन कुराहरू चाहिँ यो गुणहरू बताउनु छ.
God is infinite.
उहाँ चाहिँ असीमित हुनुहुन्छ.
उहाँ चाहिँ He is eternal.
उहाँ अनन्तको हुनुहुन्छ.
He is omnipresent.
उहाँ सर्वव्यापी हुनुहुन्छ.
He is all knowing.
उहाँ सर्वज्ञानी हुनुहुन्छ.
He is unchanging.
उहाँ कहिल्यै परिवर्तन हुनुहुन्न.
He is immortal.
उहाँ चाहिँ कहिल्यै नाश हुनुहुन्न.
He has all power.
उहाँमा पूरा शक्ति छ.
So I want to give you some homework.
तपाईलाई होमवर्क दिन चाहन्छु अहिले.
I want you to write down one practical application.
एउटा व्यवहारिक तपाईले प्र्याक्टिकल एप्लिकेशन व्यवहारिक पक्ष लेख्नुहोस्.
What do I mean by that?
अनि त्यो भन्न खोजेको अर्थ के हो?
Tell me one way each of these attributes of God should affect our life.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको गुणले यी सबै गुणहरूले चाहिँ हाम्रो व्यवहारिक जीवनमा कसरी प्रभाव पारेको छ एउटा व्यवहारिक पक्षलाई चाहिँ तपाईँले लेख्नुहोस्. कसरी यी परमेश्वरको गुणहरूले चाहिँ हाम्रो हृदयमा प्रभाव पारेको छ हाम्रो व्यवहारिक जीवनमा प्रभाव पारेको छ प्र्याक्टिकल्ली कसरी यसले प्रभाव पारेको छ.
How should it affect us?
यो
What influence should it have in our life?